This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony left at least 10 people dead, more than several dozen wounded. A spokesman for the militia, which is aligned with the Saudi-led coalition, is claiming that Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthis were behind that attack. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. The office of Ukraine's president said this on Sunday. We get more from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Sunday's swap took place at a checkpoint near the industrial town of Horlivka in the Donetsk region. The exchange, which included civilians caught in the fighting as well as fighters, is part of a deal aimed at ending the five-year conflict in eastern Ukraine.
I was sentenced to 12 years in prison for state treason in the so-called Luhansk People's Republic. I came to visit my parents and, unfortunately, was not able to leave the city. At that time, my child was 2 years old and has been waiting for 3 years for his mother to come back home.
It was not the first prisoner exchange involving Russia and Ukraine. In September, 24 sailors seized by Russia in the Kerch Strait off Crimea in November 2018 were released in exchange for a person linked to the downing of a Malaysian passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The Taliban's ruling council agreed Sunday to a temporary ceasefire in Afghanistan, providing a window of which a peace agreement with the United States can be signed. A ceasefire has been demanded by Washington before any peace agreement could be signed. A peace deal would allow the U.S. to bring home its troops from Afghanistan, as well as end its 18-year military engagement there, which is America's longest. There was no immediate response from Washington. This is VOA News. The White House says that it would consider other tools beyond diplomacy if North Korea reignites tensions over its nuclear program by going ahead with a threatened Christmas gift. Pyongyang has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on nuclear talks that have been stalled since February. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un recently promised a Christmas surprise to the United States. Experts believe the vague threat shows Kim's frustration in stalled talks on its nuclear program. President Donald Trump this week on Christmas Eve joked at what the surprise could be.
Let's see, maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test. Right? I may get a vase. I may get a nice present from him. You don't know. You never know.
Experts suggest not-so-beautiful gifts, ranging from long-range missile or underground nuclear tests to even a satellite launch into space. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Five people were stabbed at the home of a rabbi in Rockland County, New York, Saturday night, an act the governor calls a cancer of growing hatred in America. A UAP correspondent, Julie Walker.
It happened during a Hanukkah celebration in Muncie. The suspect, Grafton Thomas, has pleaded not guilty to five counts of attempted murder. Joseph Gluck confronted him in the home.
He took out his knife sword from a holder and started hitting people back and forth. He didn't say anything.
Gluck chased Thomas into the street and was able to get his license plate number. That led police to capture him in New York City. Governor Cuomo calls the attacks and others like it acts of domestic terrorism.
This is an intolerant time in this country. We see anger, we see hatred exploded.
This attack comes on the heels of a string of attacks targeting Jews not just in the state but in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Representative John Lewis, who has served more than three decades in Congress, has announced he has cancer.
Democratic Congressman John Lewis, an icon in the fight for civil rights, announced Sunday he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis said in a statement that he has been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for his entire life, but never faced a battle quite like this one. He vowed to combat the illness and added that his doctors tell him he has a fighting chance. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that generations of Americans have Lewis in their thoughts and prayers. She said she knows he will be well. The 79-year-old Lewis is best known as a tireless fighter for civil rights. He marched with Martin Luther King Jr. in the early 1960s and stood up to police brutality as well as aggression by everyday citizens.
That's VOA's Marissa Melton. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.